From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
We don't normally do that, Troy, as you know, in the studio, hypnotising, especially younger members of the staff's not really on.
You've really got to stop doing that. I don't think it's good for
your brain. You get arrested for that, actually, probably.
It's bad for morale, I think.
Is it, though?
Poor guy.
He's just been wandering around if it wasn't for the last hour otherwise.
He thought you were talking rubbish and you just shut him down.
Hypnotised him. That's what we did. Yeah. So it gave him the opportunity to experience another world for an hour.
Oh, fair enough.
You know, so, Troy, you do that sort of in this segment too, don't you, From the Crate?
Sort of.
Segway! A roundabout way. Music being the form of transportation, our destination being who knows where, and the cost, absolutely nothing, unless you decide to buy one. Troy, what do you got for us?
Right. This week we've got some pretty exciting things. I'm just going to jump straight into it with this one here.
There's some very, very pretty looking vinyl right there. What is that?
This here is a new compilation from the Analog Africa label. It's called Pop Makossa, the invasive dance beat of Cameroon, 1976 to 1984.
Anyone who was in Cameroon between 1976 and 1984 knows just how invasive that dance beat from Cameroon can be.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you're aware of the... If you're not aware of... Makossa as being a dance style, you're probably aware of the word.
Yeah, I'm aware of the word, and yeah. That was a dance style, but yeah. Could you show me the dance, Troy?
Well, no, there's not one specific dance.
Okay,
it's
usually
a style
you would,
of music
I'm sure, but
made to dance to.
Sure.
Manu Dibango put out a record called Soul Makossa in 1972, which kind of solidified.
Quite well known, that.
It is quite well known.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Michael Jackson kind of interpolated it into his... what was his song called? Have to be starting something. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Listen to the way have to be starting
have
something.
Have to be starting.
So that's the that's the chance and the claps, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. The Mama Say, Mama So, Makossa. That bit, yeah.
That bit.
Isn't that Lionel Richie's? Doesn't he bust that out and dance it on the ceiling?
Or is it an All Night Long?
All night
sure.
long, yeah.
Maybe.
Troy. You fell into my Lionel Richie trap.
Everyone's doing the Makossa, guys.
Weirdly enough, there is a reissue this week of the Commodores self-titled album from 76.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which has
yeah,
the great
yeah.
brick house on it.
Dang, mean. Dang, 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 dang. On vinyl?
It is on vinyl, yeah. On a nice double thing.
When Machine Gun comes out on heavy vinyl again, I'll get yourself a copy of that.
All right.
It's one of my favourite albums.
It is. I bet you're a fan of Walter Orange rather than Lionel Richie's vocal, aren't you, in the Commodores?
Oh, I'm happy with either, to be honest. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, let's go back to Pop Makossa. Now, have you heard of the Analog Africa label before?
I've heard of them. I don't know much about them.
Okay, so it's been going for 10 years.
That sounds like a very audiophile...
It does, because of the word analog, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. Analog in Africa, but it's like double call, isn't it?
So the guy who runs this label, what he's done, it's not only African music. He's done collections of Colombian music and Brazilian, but it's predominantly from different parts of Africa, Ghana, Togo, Benin. These are some of the ones that he's done. He's put out an album by Amara Touré. It's really cool. Really, really nice label. And this one here... focusing on the sound of Cameroon.
Sure, invasive dancing sound of Cameroon between the years of 1976 and 1984.
You don't look as excited as I think you
No,
will
just
be.
I'm standing by.
All right, well,
hit me with it.
It's basically if you're thinking that we're going to be hearing something traditional anthropological, you are completely and utterly wrong. We're going to be listening to something which is kind of soul, kind of disco, kind of Congo styles.
Now, the name of the artist, Emmanuel Kahi and Jeanette Kimon.
Yes, two people.
Straight away, reminds me of them. I don't like record. Oh, I love it.
There we go.
Love it. Right there with the boom, 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 boom.
And wait for the Isaac Hayes style vocal.
Yeah. truly is invasive dance. I'm dancing.
Don't focus on that much of the title as much as Pop Makosa, because that's basically what this album is. Yeah. Are you just waiting for Jeanette to come in?
Jeanette coming in, come in, come on, come on, yeah? Come on me. Come on, yeah. It's a racy rhythm.
I think it's great.
No time for loafing around there, is there? Crazy snare sound. This is like somebody crunch over a chip packet or something, eh?
Weirdly enough, a lot of these records were made in like a four-track radio studios. Well, that's futuristic.
Yeah, from space. I'd say I'm a sucker for a... Wow. Everyone's stylophone. The Rolf Harris stylophone. We don't see one of those recently. Baby Driver.
Oh, okay. All right.
Rolf Harris used to promote.
Yeah.
Dave Bowie used to play one too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, but Rolf Harris, I think Rolf Harris may have invented it.
I don't think he did.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So that's Emmanuel Cahier, Jeanette Kimon, Le Mejui. I've got that right.
Don't
speak French.
Up at Southbound, we've just got the rights to the Analog Africa label, and we've now got all of their catalogue in store.
Sheesh. Someone's going to spend their money, aren't they?
It's all 21 LPs, I think, that it's been done so far. This one is the newest one, and I'll give you a couple of highlights on this. Pasteur Lepe is on here, as is Mystic Jim. Mystic Jim, who is a strange man with dreadlocks down to his feet, which was not a common sight in Cameroon at the time.
Mystic Jim, spelt with a D.
Wash your hair, Mystic Jim.
Because he's... But yeah, Pop Makosa, the invasive sound of Cameroon, 1976 to 1984.
Hot damn, my friend.
It's tremendous. Should we stay in Africa?
Yes, let's.
Okay, so the Pop Makosa style was like a... not just acceptable, but it was like thoroughly entrenched in Cameroon lifestyle. It was, it was part of the culture. What we have now is something which was outlawed just a few years ago.
Just a few years ago?
Songoy Blues were from Northern Mali. And as you know, there was a number of cities in Northern Mali which were taken over by religious extremists. And one of the things these extremists did was they banned music. And if you were caught playing music, they would cut your hands off. Now, we're talking like 4 years ago.
Yeah, that was not very long ago at all.
No.
Yeah.
So the guys from Songoy Blues sort of disappeared down to a city in southern Mali called Bamako. And they're young guys, and they put together this group. Now, I think there's been a documentary about them, but they came to a lot of people's attention on this station as well with their first record, Music in Exile, which is pretty much self-explanatory.
Yeah.
And... first, people were going, oh, yes, it's one of those, I'm going to scratch my chin here, one of those desert blues bands. But you can't, like, box anyone in, particularly, like, a band like this, who have been, for the last 3 years, been playing all over the world. This is their second album called Resistance. And I just want to tell you what it says on the back here. It says, Songoy Blues have always been about resistance. We started the group during a civil war in the face of a music ban to create something positive out of adversity. Now...
Ooh. Brave. Yeah. Courageous.
And I mean, it's not like being in, say, The Clash and saying, right, we're going to stand up against this, these things in society. These people have, like, you know, serious life-threatening things to stand up about, yet they want to create something positive out of adversity. It's cool. They made this new record in London, and the song we're going to hear features a guest who you've probably heard on other records.
Going to the Sahara, baby.
Oh,
yeah. Next,
he's got a bad reputation in the developed nations, 'cause it's big and empty, and it seems unfriendly. There ain't no condos, there ain't no pizza. It's a genuine culture, no Kentucky Fried Chicken.
And that beautiful, beautiful voice of her, the singer. Saying at the end there, listen, you can hear the music of the Spheres. What a lovely segue into our next track as well, Troy. And something that, have you ever seen, you must have seen the One Giant Leap documentary.
Of course.
Beautiful. Beautiful. It's my favourite, it's one of my favourite lines there. You can hear the music of the Spheres. I love that.
Well, we have
music, it makes you happy, you know.
What we got next is the brand new compilation from the Soul Jazz label. And this is a weird one.
Soul Jazz has been around for a while and they've done some big hitting stuff.
They have, and usually it's a much easier to like work out what the theme of the record is from Soul Jazz. It'll be like Studio One, DJs.
Yeah.
Okay, well, guess what that's about? Yeah, this one here is entitled Space, Energy and Light, Experimental Electronic and Acoustic Soundscapes, 1961 to 1988.
What do you got?
I think you should read that second line as well, Troy.
The one at the bottom or
yes,
this one?
Yes, this one here.
Here men from planet Earth first set foot upon the moon, July 1969, Anno Domini, we came in peace for all mankind. That's what it says. What we got here is... It's kind of odd because it's in some of the stuff on here is like the real pioneering electronic artists from the 60s. People like Laurie Spiegel and the great Beverly Glenn Copeland, who's now known as Glenn Copeland. But also...
What else did she do?
She started doing a lot of that real sort of ethereal stuff.
Yeah, but like a lot of little TV series themes and stuff as well. Was that right?
That's right. Yeah. Although we're not talking Delia Derbyshire here, but this one's
maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Sorry,
she's an American lady, not an English lady.
No, this was English BBC.
Oh yeah, that's Delia Derbyshire you're thinking of.
Oh, is that right? Okay,
who's totally amazing. Beverly Glenn Copeland doing Ever New here, one of her 80s compositions, right before she became, before he became Glenn Copeland. I'll move along. Basically, what it says here is it's the mid 70s, 60s and 70s pioneers, proto New Age gurus.
Proto New Age gurus.
And guerrilla DIY cassette era artists. But all exploring space in the future and music in harmony with the natural world.
Music of the spheres.
Okay, which is kind of a little bit at odds with, well, no, maybe not, with the one we're going to play. Richard Pinez is a Frenchman.
What's that? What's that bit there? And if the light should fall.
Read it out.
And if the light should fall on future interplanetary travel. The sounds of space shall continue to enter the soul, for within the dimensions of the natural earth and the human body, life rests balanced in the flow of the wind, the pulse, the heart, and the fragility of the planets. Yeah.
Beat that, woo! Mr. Tyson. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, your personal astrophysicist, and you are listening to 95.
He read out the this little bit of Carl Sagan's The Pale Blue Dot, which was very similar to that.
Right.
And that was quite, it was heart-wrenchingly beautiful. But yeah.
All right. So Richard Pinez
is
a Frenchman, and he's been working for years and years. Heldon was the name of his sort of technical prog group in the early 70s. Nowadays,
quite well known.
Well, nowadays he's doing stuff with Merzbow and Oren Ambarchi and those kind of people. He's been prolific this decade as well. I think he's done at least 10 records this decade, like serious exploratory avant-garde electronics. But in 1978, when he was just coming out of his group Heldon, he made a record called Chronolize, which you may have heard of, because it's a it doesn't state it explicitly in the title, but it's like his interpretation of Dune. And
talking about that yesterday as well, oddly enough, yeah.
Well, strangely, side one is all variations on a theme of the Bene Gesserit. And, you
good
know,
God.
Of course, the Bene Gesserit being those the sort of intergalactic women political force.
That's just too freaky. Did you hear us talking about that yesterday or not?
Yeah, there you go.
Did you hear us talking about it?
I actually didn't.
Jesus.
The Bene Gesserit.
That's freaky.
So what we have here, Richard Pinez, this is part 7 of his variations on a theme of the Bene Gesserit.
Yeah, you can feel it already. Yeah. That's really hard. Wow, we were talking about that at length yesterday. This is on vinyl, beautifully on vinyl too. What a beautiful, beautiful presentation that is. Sorry, triple vinyl.
3 LPs, yep.
Thrinal. The sort of thing you hear overnight on BFM, this sort of stuff, hey? You can be driving home, get lost in this sort of stuff.
It's a Moog, as you can hear.
Yeah. It's a Moog that's taking a sweet time as well.
And this is nearly the end of side one of his original record. But this soul jazz comp is fantastic. I think you know, a lot of people, when they see the words experimental, they think, oh God, oh, that's going to be something a bit too smart. It's not. You love it.
Remember, it's made for your ears and soul.
Like most music.
Yeah.
I would say, I would argue all music is actually made for your ears and your soul.
Not all music.
What is it?
Harry Styles.
Hey.
I'm sure that...
You're going to have someone in sales very angry at you shortly if you keep that up.
Calm down.
I've never actually heard Harry Styles, but we do stock his record at Southbound.
Well, it's a chore for today. Or a pleasure for today, depending on how it ends up.
I watch that, the Edge video channel.
Yes.
Almost every single song on that I hate.
Oh.
It's a real shame. I try not to. I try to be open-minded about music. But
you don't need to hate it, but you don't need to think that all music should speak to you.
I'm saying watch it. Enjoy it. Get into it. Watch the wacky escapades of JJ and Dom.
Played in a lot of gyms, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Station.
It sort of puts me off going to gyms.
That's the reason.
Yeah. Yeah. But Mike hasn't been playing in there for 30 years.
Can I just jump back to Songhai Blues for a second?
I guess because... Yeah, sure.
The album Resistance, which we heard the Songhai Blues tune with Iggy Pop from, I forgot to say that it's... While the tune we heard will sound pretty much like what you remember from Music in Exile, the rest of the album is so diverse. Elf Kid, the London Grime MC, is on there, but also some of the stuff sounds like James Brown, some of it sounds like the Mars Volta. You know, it's a...
Good Lord.
In the last three
They're having
years,
a good time, they're having a good time. They're not going to let old Mr. Grump get them down, are they? Civil War get them down. Choice. All right. Thank you, Troy. Thank you very much for coming. All those titles are available in vinyl at Southbound Records. And
some even on CD.
Oh, hot damn, brother. Hot damn. All right. Where's Southbound Records?
Where is it? 132 Simon Street, next to T. White's Bikes.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White's Bikes.
See, like it's...